Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, June 28th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. The grisly murder of a South Korean businessman in Iraq is not far from the memories of missions-minded Koreans. Interserve's Andrew Narm recruits American Koreans for ministry. He says the horrific death, oddly, provided a sense of renewed determination.
I think Christians are more praying for the Middle East, and also we are aware of the identity of Islamic as a religion.
Narm says the incident won't stop Korean Christians from going overseas. Pray for believers who are working in hard-to-reach areas of the world. Meanwhile, Christians are being urged to pray as the June 30th handoff of Iraq's sovereignty takes place. One worker with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board there says several Iraqi men working for American companies were recently killed in Baghdad. He says it's just an effort to destabilize the government. He says several of IMB workers have just missed being involved in some of the bombings by minutes. Pray that their testimonies will speak volumes during this time of transition. And attacks last week in Russia's Ingushetia by Chechen rebels have ministry leaders concerned about their future work. The well-planned attacks near the Chechen border left nearly 100 people dead. Speaking from Russia, Russian ministry's Sergei Rakuba says they have work among the Chechens.
Of course it will affect us because a lot more control, a lot more violence, and Russians would not be allowed there for a while. Ultimately, for next couple of months, it will affect our outreach across the border to Chechnya and Ingushetia.
Russian ministries is training young people to reach Muslim extremists there. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.